Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Just been talking about how there's another leaders debate happening tonight. Because the last one was so terribly successful. But anyway, our PM...
Riveting stuff.
Scott Morrison will take on Bill Shorten. I can't work out the timing. Like, anyone's going to watch it anyway. But it's in Brisbane tonight. It's live on Sky News.
So unless you've got Foxtel...
Foxtel viewers, you'll be sweet. And by the way, that's if you're not watching football. There is a meteor shower over the weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
There's more chance of seeing that with cloud in the sky because it's forecasting rain.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
More people will watch that than will watch the
leaders. We'll try to watch that, yeah.
I think so. Okay, so we have all heard of one-eyed snakes.
Have we?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Let's just assume we have. It's probably safest. But rangers in the Northern Territory have found a three-eyed snake on a highway about 35 k's from Darwin near the town of the wonderfully named Humpty Doo.
Of course a three-eyed snake comes from a town called Humpty Doo.
You think so?
Of course.
Not surprisingly, it has become a social media sensation.
Does it look like a happy snake? Is it smiling?
It's difficult to tell with snakes, and particularly one with three eyes. But an x-ray showed the snake had one skull with an extra eye socket that's kind of a bit skew-if, but in the middle on the top. And it has three functioning eyes.
That is amazing.
So at least if nothing else, it answers one question. The third eye isn't blind. You're welcome. There is a meteor shower. They'll be in the air. There'll be impressive things to watch. Overnight, but early in the morning, it's kind of already on. Eta Aquarids.
Aquarids.
That's what they're called. They sound like margarine, I realise. But they hit their peak. I reckon they'll be, 10 to 20 meteors per hour for Perth, like at the peak period, right? You can catch some of it over the weekend, but from the 6th around 4 o'clock in the morning. If you happen to be up and if the weather's good, you might be able to
catch. That's the Monday morning.
That's what they're saying. Like, I'm getting, it's confusing reports, yeah. But I've gone to the observatory website. They say the best will be from Monday, but you can catch them over the weekend as well. So,
in between the showers. Well, don't go stand out in the.
That's the
don't
trick.
Go getting pneumonia. We're not.
That's the trick. But there could be some, if you spend some time up until, what do they say? The 28th.
Okay.
There'll be
things. There's a bit of time.
Yeah. Find a good night and go and have a look if you want to, if you're up around 4 o'clock in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Once again, Verity reporting.
Yes, the Billboard Music Awards, the reviews are in. There were some big performances by T-Swizzle, Brendan Urie, their new track Me.
Ah.
Kelly Clarkson also performed, Halsey, Ciara, Dan and Shay, the Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, Panic at the Disco. It was a big night.
Yeah, clearly.
And Paula Abdul closed out the show. She was dancing through the crowd and flung off her hat in what was supposed to be like a smooth Michael Jackson fashion and whipped it straight into this Julianne's throat.
That's awful.
And there's this picture of her on Instagram with like this, it's not a neck brace, it's just like a towelette. And she's got her thumbs up like, yes.
So she went from being smooth Michael Jackson into just more of like a Bond villain.
Yeah, Paula, okay. What are you doing? Anyway, Madonna also performed a high-tech performance. Apparently, it's rumoured to have cost $5 million
wow.
to do. She's 60 now.
Yeah.
And she performed this new single, Medellin, with the Colombian singer Maluma, who's 25 years of age. And there was a quartet of hologram Madonnas, each representing a different character that she's going to inhabit on her upcoming album, Madam X.
Right.
But the top artist award, like which is, you know, the kahuna of all the awards, went to Drake.
Right, fair enough too.
And then after the Billboard Music Awards, apparently Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas got married in Las Vegas just hours afterwards.
Yeah, I saw some suggestions that had happened.
Yeah,
well, perfect timing.
Recited their vows before an Elvis, who we spoke about yesterday, actually, in front of friends, family. And it's not just all out of nowhere, though. They did announce an engagement last year.
Okay.
So actually in 2017. So they've been engaged for a little while.
Fair enough, too.
October 2017.
And nothing says romance like a Vegas wedding.
No, absolutely not. And public service announcement for Channing Tatum lovers.
Righto. I think you got their attention.
I just had to make DeMello play that hook because it's the only way you can associate it. He lost to his girlfriend, Jessie J, in a game of Jenga. And so now he's had to share a picture chosen by her. He's put it up on his social media. So, look, ladies, if you need to pick me up today, just have a wander onto Channing Tatum's Instagram. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Yep.
Your instructions are clear.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.